Hello, everybody. This is Steven.
And this is Devin, your co-host for today's presentation podcast.
This is episode 15 of the Steven and Devin podcast. I hope you enjoy. Devin is here to tell us what's going to happen today.
Well, our first item on the list will be an interesting site announcements section where Steven will tell you some site updates that have been happening on his website, which is stevend.net. Our second item will be interesting things, where I will tell you about an upcoming, but maybe not upcoming, release of Keysoft for the Braille Note. On the third section, Steven will be demoing Q9, the Mountain Level 2, and Bonus Level. And our final section will be me again on tech tips. And I will tell you some interesting things about how to improve productivity on a computer and how to convert PDF to text on for the blind if you have a Braille Note Apex running Keysoft 9.2 or later.
Okay, site announcements. I've blogged about this today. I don't know if any of you guys got the chance to read this. My new type of blog post. It is called Monday's Musings. Normally on my blog, all I do is put life updates and how-tos and poems and stuff like that. But I think it's time to start tell you guys what I think about stuff. Basically, rants that would not fit in my life update posts. Now, I don't have a clear explanation as to what this is, or as to what the Monday Musing posts are, but I think that you'll get a good idea after reading tomorrow's. So the first one is tomorrow, so I hope you'll enjoy it, and the ones to come after that. Also, the site changes, where I've been deleting and rearranging pages, I am happy to say that that is complete. So I hope no pages are missing except for the ones I deleted. The pages I deleted are as follows: audio, recreation, bouncy balls, animal, cat, weather. Now, and the blog also. I deleted the blog page because the blog is now my homepage. Oh, will you quit that, Devin? I don't.
Really. Oh, that's why I pod. Yes. Which is what I'm using.
Speech off. Okay. There we go. So yeah, sorry about that interruption, but that is all the site news I have for today. Let's get on to the interesting segment.
Okay, now, many users on the Braille Note list and Braille Note community in general have been awaiting the release of Keysoft 9.4. Which is supposed to bring Nimbus Code, basic PowerPoint reading functionality, and some increased browser functionality, including the ability to use web profiles. Now, HumanWare had, for about an hour on their site, where you could find a Keysoft 9.4 download. However, it was quickly removed from the site, and tech support representatives said not to download the file, as it had not been officially released. However, there is still a way to get to that file, even though it was deleted from the main humanware.com. If you go to ftp://humanware.ca/public/collateral, you will find a Keysoft 9.4 build 1226.hwi. This is the installation for Keysoft 9.4. The upgrade procedure is how it is from since like 9.1, except all upgrades for HumanWare have been officially made free. This new one also adds that the dictionary, the Concise Oxford Dictionary, and Nimbus Tutorial are free.
Skype alert. Philip Bedfall is online.
So, I hope you enjoyed that interesting segment, because I thought it was pretty interesting that you could still get it from a server. So, Steven?
Okay. The Q9. Now, before I get into Q9, I'm going to turn my Skype status to do not disturb, because people, or somebody has just gone online, and I don't want y'all to hear that stuff, and I don't want anybody calling right now.
Q9, void that Skype, trademark Skype. Call mode, Skype, Skype menu, online stat on, away, do not disturb, warning, okay, but Skype, trademark,
there left, we go.
Audacity, Q9, Q9.
Now, Q9, the mountain world, level 2, is what we will be playing today, along with the bonus level. Now, you've heard the last two bonus levels from the cave and mountain world in episode 15 and 14.
You mean the jungle world, right?
Yes.
I sometimes confuse those levels too, don't worry.
Yes. I haven't even played the mountain level yet, but I have played level 1, and due to a couple problems, I will not be playing level 1, so I hope you're okay with that. I'm sorry. So,
load last start game.
Load last played game. I'm gonna do that here.
Load the mountain world. Level 2. Deus shield.
Deus shield.
Buff. One life. Deus shield.
What kind
six
of stuff you encountered
shields
over there? I played through the whole game.
Die!
Tip with a slingshot.
I don't have one.
Slingshot. Zero rocks. Club.
Zero rocks. Uh-oh. There goes a boar. Those are some powerful creatures.
Indeed. I never liked boars.
Now, if you hear me jumping around a bunch, it's so I can get through the level quicker.
Extra strength.
Awesome!
You get it?
Yep. I hate having to kill those wolves.
I hate those too.
No, it's
the pit.
Yes.
Deus shield.
Club. Bear.
I have no remorse for killing bears, gorillas, wolves. Sometimes I don't kill them, I just jump over them and run like heck. Most of the time I'll kill them, though, because they just go like that.
Devin.
Deus. Club.
I know you can't hear what's going on, but, try to keep the talking at a minimum. Because I'm in a life or death situation.
Extra strength.
There we go, there's some extra strength. Oh, and the portal. Here we go. Get through. Oh, there we go. I can get some extra lives now. Here comes the bonus level.
You have 240,803 points.
Bonus level.
Bonus level.
Ammunition. Ammunition. Deus shield. Ammunition. Deus shield. Ammunition. Ammunition. Extra strength. Ammunition. Extra strength. Extra life. Ammunition. Extra strength. Extra strength. Deus shield. Deus shield. Ammunition. Extra points. Strength.
Oh, I got a few extra lives. And a whole lot of ammunition.
Cool.
You have 241,423 points. The Mountain World, level 3. Game over.
Okay, there we go. Escape that.
Your final score is 241,423 points. Main eggs. Thanks for playing.
Okay. So, there we go. With the game of the day. Now, let me set my timer. I'm gonna need 3 minutes. Dang it! My watch is difficult sometimes. No, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Ready, set, start.
Okay, and this is my tech tip, or tips as today's will be. Our tips are mainly about how to be more productive with computing. My first tip is, if you know how to program basic AutoIt, you should make AutoIt scripts that'll launch a menu of programs you most commonly use. If you don't, simply assign the programs to a desktop shortcut. This will allow you to press keyboard keys, usually Control and Alt, followed by a letter or number.
May I comment?
Launch the program.
May I comment on this?
Yep.
Devin? Okay, yep. Yeah, like Windows Control 1, I'm not sure what it is.
Alt Control.
Yeah, Alt Control 1 is Internet Explorer. So I was just letting you guys know. Now finish the tech tip.
Okay. How much have I left?
150.
Okay. Now, our second tech tip is, if you know the path to a file, why not just use the run dialog box instead of using Windows Explorer? I sometimes have to do this because sometimes I don't know how the path to a file, but why not just type Windows System 32 file.exe instead of going into the local drive Windows System 32 and finding it in the list of over 1,500 items. So that's my second tip. And my last tip is, if you have Keysoft, I might need a little bit longer because I'm going to demonstrate it. But anyway, if you have a PDF file you wish to convert to a TXT file, and you have a Braille note running Keysoft 9.2 or later, you can convert the PDF file that you have into a text file by attempting to read it in the word processor. It will ask you if you want to save the text file, and if you choose yes, you will be able to have a text version of a PDF file.
And now that I think of it, I will let Devin demo this in our next interesting segment.
Yep, I'll be demonstrating it.
Okay, do you have anything else to say in our 15 seconds?
12. Okay, the last thing I would think of
four.
Is if you really want productivity, there are some apps. If you Google search Find and Run Robot, that's one of them. Allows you to run programs from like a predetermined menu, and it is really lightning fast. So I would just do that.
Okay. Thanks for our tech tip. This has been episode 16, I mean. I called it episode 15 at the beginning, but I was lying because this is episode 16. So this has been a fantastic 16th episode of the Stephen D. Podcast.
Stephen and Devin podcast.
Yes, Stephen and Devin. I don't know why I want to keep saying it. Probably because Stephen D., I guess you can shorten that to Stephen and Devin, but StephenD.net means...
Steve and D.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen D.
Good point you have there. So, yes, we will see you on December 21st, and that will not be when Devin is demoing his thing for the interesting segment. That, his thing is going to happen on January... The first Saturday in January, but because for this one, I plan to have the eloquent synthesizer sing you Merry Christmas, or like maybe a Christmas song or something. You know, I might have it sing I Wish You a Merry Christmas. That'd be a good song, right, Devin?
Yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish
you
a Merry Christmas.
If you know how to program it. And
yes, I do. So I will do that. I will get it mixed together. And that will be the interesting segment of my podcast. Next episode also will be continuing the Q9 thing with level 3 of the mountain world. And I do not know quite yet what the tech tip will be. Until then, though, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This has been Steven and...
D.
Yep.
Steven and D. Steven D. You can shorten it. Podcast.
And, yes. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and a great next couple weeks. Goodbye.